Did the scales of reptiles evolve over time and transform themselves into the intricate feathers we see on birds? Is such a thing even possible? We answer with a resounding no, and we'll tell you why on today's Creation Moment. And now our Creation Moment's host, Paul Taylor.
The Encyclopedia Britannica describes feathers as the component structure of the outer covering and flight surfaces of all modern birds, and goes on to say, unique to birds, feathers apparently evolved from the scales of birds' reptilian ancestors. Yet Wikipedia does not believe feathers are unique to birds, because they state in many articles that most, if not all, dinosaurs also had feathers, stating dogmatically, several non-avian dinosaurs had feathers on their limbs that would not have functioned for flight. Even the Britannica article goes on to show a picture of a feathered dinosaur. Perhaps it is easier for evolutionists to believe that dinosaurs evolved into birds if dinosaurs also had feathers. But this merely moves rather than solves the problem that evolutionists have in trying to establish how feathers evolved in the first place. Britannica and Wikipedia both suggest that feathers evolved from reptilian scales, yet Wikipedia reminds us that feathers are considered the most complex integumentary structures found in vertebrates. The barbs on feathers have to fit exactly into the barbules, which would be a remarkable coincidence for a chance random process. Moreover, scales, being simple structures, would have to divide over generations in many various ways to produce feathers. The minimum estimate is for 8 evolutionary steps, none of which have been found in real life. The point must be understood. It is not that feathers are too complicated to evolve, but rather that the complexity of alleged intermediate forms is impossible to replicate without design.
To find thousands of biblical creation resources, find us online at creationmoments.com.